I'm going down.
Favorite books around the clock, scars of my knee. I see him behind my lids in a bright grey shirt. I see him tripping, running, falling, covered in dirt. I see a lot of these things lately, I know. I know none of it is real.
Thank you. into what I might expect. A list of possible side effects. Too crowded in hypotheticals. To balance atop a pedestal. Too valuable for the quieter set. It's possible it's a side effect. And I imagined I was bleeding out. That always happens when I'm sleeping now.
This is Ronnie.
And welcome to Pigalita.
Welcome back. I know it's been a while, guys.
Why has it been so freaking long?
So it's been a month since we've been in the stew together.
I know. I mean, Rana was here.
Yeah, but I don't know if, I mean, I think it was kind of a flop.
I bet they loved it.
TBH.
Oh, no. It definitely wasn't a flop.
It just didn't. You know, it just wasn't the same without you.
Aww.
I missed you.
I missed you, too.
Do you miss me like I miss you?
Always.
Ugh.
I was in New York back at home.
Yeah.
And it was a really lovely time.
Yeah. And I don't know if you guys know this, but Sarah is usually the one that presses all the buttons.
I do.
So.
I'm in front of them right now.
I'm just sitting behind Sarah watching in the corner.
Wait, Rana, I'm doing this like cool technique that I thought of.
Uh-huh.
Of like playing the music quietly
background. I like that. I noticed and I wasn't going to say anything.
Oh,
but
my God.
I'll give you the gas on air. I like that.
Hi guys, we really missed you. Mm-hmm. It's been a while. Welcome to Pigalita.
Yes.
You are listening to 91.5 WMFO
in Medford,
Tufts Freeform Radio.
Yes.
And today, this is like our last of the semester.
It's like the final ep of the semester, guys.
Well,
I know.
Loki, me and Rana will both be here for a little. So
yeah.
We'll probably cover.
But I think
cover.
We had to fill out a form to indicate that we were going to be here. But we could cover, for
we
sure.
We can fill out that form.
Yeah.
Well, no biggie.
Yeah, let's do it. Well, Joe, you'll be hearing from us.
Joe will be hearing from
us.
But today, we just thought we'd talk about some highs and lows of the semester.
Yes.
There were a lot of them.
Semester wrapped, if you will.
Yeah.
Yeah. And why don't we kick off with a little Spotify wrapped?
I would love to.
What was it like, Sarah? Tell me.
In the background, you guys are listening to one of my top songs. I think this is my second song, Check Your Face by OK Kaya.
Mm-hmm.
I listened to it a lot.
That was your second song?
Yeah.
Nice. Good one.
Only second to, of course, Nokia by Drake.
Oh, geez.
Let me explain myself.
Hey, I don't think you honestly need to explain it at all. I get it.
It's a good song.
I get it. It's a good song.
It was the start of our TDC song.
That second half where he's like, baby girl.
It is so good.
Yeah.
And
I don't blame you.
I don't know. I just feel like it makes me feel like I'm shaking my my butt on an island with Drake, and it's a darty, and like,
it's a good time.
Yeah.
Yes. I get it.
My top artist was, Tame Impala.
Were you in a percentile?
I think like 0.7.
Nice.
I listen to him a lot.
Nice. Yeah, y'all are tight. Did you know it's actually just one guy?
What about you, Rana?
So my top, should I start with artist or song?
You know what? World's your oyster.
World's your oyster. My top artist was the Cocktail Twins.
Oh, that's so you.
I know, it's so predictable, honestly.
Sorry guys, I just showed Rana the promo I'm posting.
Took my breath away
right
a little
now.
Bit. Y'all should tune in.
Well, you already are, but.
But my top artist was the Cocktail Twins. I listened to them a lot this year, I guess. I didn't really expect it, but it made sense once it was revealed to me.
Mm-hmm.
I was in their like top 0.05 percentile, like 0.05.
Oh my god.
Yeah, low key.
Oh my god.
And then my top song was Bad Girls by Solange. Yeah,
that's good.
I remember I listened to it a lot during spring break when I was actually visiting Sarah in Paris.
Aww.
And everything was like rainy and kind of cold but fresh, and like spring was in the air, and it just felt like a season of change and rebirth, and Bad Girls was my soundtrack, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah, I don't know. That was looking my Wrapped.
That's pretty fitting. I feel like both those things make sense
for you.
Thank you. I was a little late today. It's because me and Alec were talking.
Oh.
About Paris? Question mark.
Oh, a low-key exclamation point.
Guys, low-key. We're really trying to figure out where we should go for spring break.
Yes.
I'm a huge proponent of warmth, though.
Same, low-key. Not that it would be a deal breaker for me. Like,
I don't know.
It's not, like, exclusive to my plan, but I would really love to catch a tan, you know?
That oh my god,
awesome.
Same.
That would be
awesome. I was setting the scene for Alec, and I was like, imagine being tan, though.
Imagine.
And, like,
imagine you come back, and you're, like, glowing
salt
with a
water.
Tan, and then, like, graduation.
Imagine it, like, lounging on a beach.
Bro.
And I know that, like,
imagine,
Alec
like,
is saying
bikini
that.
Imagine, bikini and beverage in hand.
That's what I was saying.
In the sand.
Beverage all over all the time. And Alec was like saying he doesn't really care about the fact that Paris is cold, but I'm like, after January and February here,
yeah,
you're gonna be dying for a bit of warmth.
But to that point, also, I feel like we could totally have such a good time in Paris, and also y'all know it and could reminisce, and like it would be fire. But I don't know, like Paris will always be there, but
that's
also
what I'm
so
saying.
Mexico, maybe.
I know, but
I
feel like it's
I feel
like
it wouldn't
so
be fun out of college.
Yeah, it seems so quintessential, like, senior spring break.
Yeah,
like
spring breakers.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Heard
so
that.
I'm pro-Mexico or pro-anywhere warm.
Okay, pro-warmth.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
But that's unrelated to what we're talking about today.
Period. Yeah.
We're going to be talking about our semester highs and lows.
Yes.
I think it was a pretty good semester.
Same.
It
was formative, for sure. It's formative.
I don't think I had super many lows. But one of them, I wrote it on my list also, was definitely not being in Paris.
Oh, man.
Like, I can't say I didn't wake up every morning and think about it.
Really? Every morning?
Like, every morning.
That's low-key deep.
Like,
I mean, we could go back if you want.
Scrolled through pictures.
Oh.
So that was hard, not gonna lie.
I mean, I feel like if I went abroad and I came back here, I'd totally be upset about it too, but I've just been here.
Yeah, I mean.
I've been here.
But despite that, there have been a lot of highs about being here, you know?
Yeah.
And one of them for me has been our awesome house.
Oh, I love living at our house with all of you guys. Alec, if you're listening, we love you.
We love you.
Do you think he's listening?
Also on my list, I wrote living with Alec.
Ugh.
I know. We're just hitting all of these right
literally.
Now.
Literally.
Guys.
He's so special.
We've mentioned this, so I feel like every single time on this radio show, we talk about the same thing, but
about Alec.
Alec is our roommate that moved in with us in September, and he just really brightens the place up.
He's so special.
He's really special.
He's so special.
He's funny.
Yeah.
He's just, he keeps us young.
Literally. I also just feel like I have unlocked, like, such a new level of, like, we were definitely friends before, but I've unlocked such a new level of friendship with him throughout, like, the past, since September, just living with him.
And he just, like, he knows so many cultural references.
Literally. He's like a little soundboard.
He's like a soundboard. He's a good DJ. He has a lot of music racks. Like, I feel like I never have to worry about auxing anything
literally
ever again, and
anytime
that is
anyone
such,
comes over,
that's a relief for me, because I love my music taste, but I don't need it to be like perceived. Also, I don't really have music for like lit functions these days.
I think you do.
Aww.
I think you do.
Aww.
You can pull out the stops if you needed to.
I don't like to, though.
That's fair. It can be scary. It can be scary for sure. Living with Alec has definitely been one of my highs as well. I can't lie. I love that guy.
And then another one that we just kind of touched on was hosting.
Yes. Hosting has been so fun.
We didn't really get to host a lot last year because our apartment was pretty small.
It was teeny tiny, itty bitty.
But now we can host and it's so much fun. We had our first dinner party adjacent thing. Yes.
We had like a little potluck situation. Sarah made this really delicious like whitefish crudo.
I did.
It was bust
and
down.
And Rana made some really good fennel citrus chicken. It was literally so good.
It was my first time roasting a whole chicken. I had to like spatchcock
it. I'm so proud of you. How did you even do that?
There's a picture of me holding it and I like look really uncomfortable. I'll show it to you later.
Yeah, Rana's like discussing mushroom as we recapped on our last episode. So this was kind of like wowing me. You also made a really good salad.
Yeah, looking at the salad was fire.
The goat cheese was like,
eating it for days afterwards. Yeah.
And yeah, that was a really big perk as well because we just had food in our house for a while after.
Yeah, I'm still eating the leftovers, honestly.
I'm looking at the picture of Rana holding the chicken.
Yeah,
it's
crazy. You look upset.
You look so uncomfortable.
Yeah, I look really uncomfortable.
What else? The fish dish was honestly like...
It was really yummy.
Wait, so not... I don't know if you guys know this, but I actually went abroad to Paris. And my favorite... My favorite restaurant called Boubelle had this crudo dish that this dish was inspired by.
It was really good,
but
guys.
But then they got rid of it from the menu.
The sauce was crazy. And then, like, I had some pomegranates going on in, like, my salad situation. And Sarah was like, what if I just threw some on top? And it honestly changed the game.
It was really easy,
and there
basically
were fried capers.
Yeah.
Mm.
I know, guys. Kind of elevated.
And some pickled onion, too.
Yeah, and I pickled them in lemon juice the day of. That's another hack that I have for pickling onions.
It was really yummy. Really a good time.
Yeah, I also liked the other party we threw, Rana.
Oh, our Friday night one?
Last Friday night.
Yes. Yeah. It was probably like mid-October was our last Friday night funk, and we literally sent out the invite maybe like 3 days beforehand, and it was so much fun. So many people came. Alec DJ'd and it was literally amazing. And it was a super fun night. I will say that night was also a gateway into one of my lows of the semester because I did end up breaking up with my boyfriend at the time that night.
Oh, yes.
But it was much needed.
I literally cannot believe that
I know.
That
it was night. Kind of out of a movie, guys, honestly. It was low-key kind of cinematic.
Wait,
like,
Rana, I feel like you low-key may need to tell the story. You don't need to,
I mean, I could, though.
Just, like, say, like, what?
I could capture the craziness of the moment.
Yeah, do that.
Yeah. Well, basically, like, there had been a lot of, like, tension and... like problems, I guess, that were like leading up to this night. And I basically did not invite said person because I just wanted to have a night with my friends,
which is so fair.
Super
low-key.
super fair. And so I'm having a great time,
but also you should have felt like you could have voiced that.
Exactly.
And that was an issue,
and I felt
itself.
Like I couldn't voice it, and I kind of wasn't really the most clear and communicative about what was happening at our house. And so basically, he shows up to our house unannounced.
Dun, dun, dun.
Night.
I wish I had a soundboard right now.
Dun, dun, dun. And he literally, like, shows up and is standing in, like, the doorway of our living room as I'm, like, talking to, like, all of my friends to ever exist. And I'm, like, having a ball and, like, laughing.
Like, it was such a fun night leading up to that.
It was such a good time.
The party was popping.
I felt like I was on top of the world.
The theme was fun. Guys, Alec, at one point in his DJ set, he started playing the song that's playing in the background right now. And, oh, my God, that was, like...
It was such a good time.
It was, like... Oh, they said the name of the movie.
I had never felt like I had had so much fun at, like, a house party before.
Mm-hmm.
And it was at our house too, which was the best part.
Right.
And so I look up, I like feel eyes on me, and I look up and I see him standing in the doorway, and my heart just drops.
Because, like, what are you doing
what
here?
What are you doing here? I didn't invite you. I didn't tell you could come in. What are you doing here?
My heart just dropped hearing it.
Literally. So I like grab him by the arm and we go into my room, and like he's pissed off because he's like, why didn't you invite me? And I'm like, oh,
you brother.
Have no idea what's about to come out of my mouth. And so one thing comes to another, and like I say the words, and the breakup ensues. And then there's a knock on the door, and it's none other than our sweet friend Amelia Jackson trying to come in to get her coat.
Oh my God, this detail was kind of cray.
I know, it's low-key hilarious. But so I'm kind of honestly sitting in my bed crying because I was a mess at the moment. And so he shoots up and he's like answering the door. And Amelia is like, can I come in? And he cracks open the door just enough to like put his eye out and see it's Amelia. And he says, no, and closes the door. And I'm like, what are you doing? She needs her coat. So I open the door and she comes in to get the coat. And then everyone sees me crying and everyone's like, oh my God, Rana, are you okay? And I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. Just like leave low key. And then everyone gets their jackets and everyone sees me crying and everyone gives me a hug and then everyone leaves. And then, yeah, that was kind of it.
And meanwhile, like all the other roomies are in the kitchen, like kikiing and like laughing, being like, oh my God, that was so
crazy
fun.
Party. Oh
crazy live funk. And then Rana walks into the kitchen, tears streaming down their face, and they're like, I mean, I think we all knew, but then they were like, we broke up.
Yeah. And then they all held me.
Aww.
And I cried into their arms.
But like,
but I felt so loved in that
he
moment.
Broke you up.
Ooh.
Right?
Yeah. He's got some really weird bangs now. Sorry.
Wait, but the funny thing about the bangs is that they were pre-breakup bangs. So
yeah.
He low-key knew it was coming.
He low-key fell into that. I mean, I low-key did talk him into getting the bangs. I can't lie.
What?
Yeah. Wait,
you
didn't tell you that?
Say that. Oh my God, you've been so sly about that because you basically, the way that Rana launched the bangs was we were in the kitchen and she was like, oh my God. He got bangs, like sounding astonished.
Yeah, well, no. Basically the story with the bangs is he like needed a haircut and I was like, bro, just get your haircut like the Thursday before or the Wednesday before. And so Thursday he gets a haircut and he was like, what haircut should I get? And I made him a Pinterest board.
Aw,
and
you're so nice.
I know, right? He didn't deserve all that. But I made him a Pinterest board and he low-key went with the pictures that had bangs in it. And he like sent me pictures and I was like, oh my God, like so cute, like nice bangs, and he seemed excited about them, but they just look kind of too boyish, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It was not what he needed.
I don't think so,
but not my business anymore, so whatever.
Not your circus, not your monkeys,
literally. Like,
moving on.
Yeah,
okay guys, the song you're listening to is I Like Your Look by Kim Petras. We're gonna restart it, and this is a song that Alec played like the week leading up to our party, so enjoy it, and we'll be back.
Yes.
Can't you see?
Fruit PSA. Looking for some sweet, great tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating fresh fruits.
A is for apricots.
B is for black cherries.
C is for cantaloupe.
These days, many grocery stores have more kinds of fresh fruit than there are letters in the alphabet.
The edible skin of fruits like apples can be a terrific source of healthy, cancer-fighting dietary fiber, while others, like banana, come in convenient, ready-to-peel, natural packages, so you don't even need to wash your hands to eat them. Plus, their wrapping is completely compostable!
So if you're looking for a sweet, tasty, and healthy treat, remember eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or a processed snack.
Exactly. This was a public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
That was fantastic.
I gotta say, it's orange season, guys. And
you've been saying
it
genuinely so much.
I said it once. But I just love winter citrus. And it's that time of year.
It definitely...
Tap in.
The chicken was really good. I wish we had a blog so Rana could drop the recipe.
I know. I'm thinking of honestly starting like a cooking / like art account just to like put all
fun.
My, because I feel like I'm always creating things, but no one knows that about me.
Yeah, you can't keep
and
it a secret.
Everyone out here is having some sort of cooking art account, so why not just have one?
There's literally nothing sitting in your way. You should definitely share it with the world.
I don't know. Anyways, food for thought. Fresh fruit for thought.
Back to our semester highs and lows.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, I was just thinking of this one.
Mm-hmm.
And a high of mine was the senior bar night Halloween.
Oh, it was honestly a really nice.
I had
really
a really fun night that
Me
time.
Me too.
I mean, time that night. It was so much fun.
It was a really good time.
But a low of it was the person I became trying to get a ticket.
Oh, man, yeah.
That was a situation.
Yeah, I think all of us were feeling that for you, too. Like, I low-key was turning into a pretty ugly person trying to just get you a ticket.
No, honestly, like, that's why that situation's a little complex, because it was ugly, because I kind of became, like, I don't know, I was walking around campus, shaking down juniors, like...
like, every junior in sight.
Genuinely, I think they, like... there was a junior wide message like stay away from her.
Yeah,
but
probably.
At the same time, I've never felt so much support from fellow seniors.
Yes. Also, I think you should have felt every single ounce of entitlement that you had, because it's called
I had a lot of
bar
entitlement
for
not gonna
a reason.
Lie. No, I completely senior agree. Also, like I've been whatever. I think it's fun in general, but come on, I was not going to miss the opportunity to be, like, all Halloween dressed up
literally.
With my entire grade.
Literally. Like, and it was so fun seeing all the costumes, too. Like, I don't think any senior bar night will be as fun just because, like, the costume component was, like, top tier.
And then also, it's just like, okay, no tea, no shade, but at one point I texted a junior and I was like, give me your ticket.
Like, and she was like, that. But what if I'm left out?
Yeah. And she goes like, but like all my friends are going, like I would just be left out. And I'm like, hun, like my whole grade is going. Like, how do you think I feel?
Literally.
So that was hilarious.
And then she didn't even pop out.
Oh, no, that's not the tea.
Oh, really?
She popped out, but then had a fake ID, so they didn't let her in. I mean,
gag.
Kind of cosmic, you
Wait,
know?
Wait, no tea, no shade, though. But it's just like, know your place.
Yeah. But that's not tea,
too.
But that's
Anyways,
just like,
yeah. I would say to her face.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Another low of mine of the semester and a point where I became someone who I don't support is when I double whammedly had to complete this group project that someone else had bailed out of and had to order 100 pizzas for TDC in the same few days.
I remember that week.
Oh, my God.
I remember that week.
Literally... It was just really stressful, and no one was cooperating with me, and I had to fill out 40 different forms and go to Tufts Treasury, and I was in the craft center. Like, I lived there. Bro. I had to do a trifold board, you guys.
Yeah. Oh, my God, yeah. It looked like a really good project, though. There was, like, a whole interactive component to it as well, and, like, Sarah literally, like, I would walk into the living room and she would be, like, sitting at the table bedazzling the trifold poster.
Literally bedazzling the Vine sign.
And she, like, literally, like, walked to Porter Square to get this poster board.
Oh, my God. I did at, like, literally 9 a.m. one day. It was so stressful.
Yeah.
But that's over. And we ended up doing well.
Yeah. Nice. I'm glad. Yeah. Honestly, like, one of my highs was probably TDC. It was so fun.
Oh, my God.
Speaking of those pizzas, it was such a good time.
TDC was so fun.
It was so much fun. Guys, I was in Sarah's dance. It was obviously Drake-themed. As she mentioned earlier, it literally opened with Nokia. She's doing the dance right now in front of me. But it was so much fun. I feel like, honestly, like, Sunday nights were, like, what I would look forward to every week. Like, it was such a good way to, like, close out the weekend. Just, like, go dance in the Harleston basement for an hour and, like, have a good time with, like, these really awesome people. Shout out all my sleepy heads if you're listening, which you should be. But yeah, and, like, the actual show was so much fun too, and it was just an awesome night.
I completely agree. It was so much fun, and, like, one of the most amazing parts of my semester, choreoing with Mia, going to practice every week, and
so much fun.
Literally, I don't know, just making everyone work really hard, honestly.
Yeah, honestly, like, I thought it was gonna be fun in games, but, like, Sarah and Mia had us working, and, like, not for nothing, our dance was fire.
Yeah, and I think it's always just really fun to come out of, like, an experience like that actually being, like, better, you know? Like, you may not have been a dancer in the beginning, but I've, like, seen so many people, including, oh my God, Luke Chungus Steiner, one of my besties, who had never danced on stage before, and he absolutely murdered it. Yeah,
he was amazing.
So that was really fun. Another thing that we hosted at our house was the mid-game for that, which was so much fun. Like, I just love hosting at our house.
Yeah.
But one thing is that I feel like I never get to actually be in the basement dancey area as much as I would like to be.
Yeah, because I feel like there's a sense of obligation to, like, check the house ever so often and make sure everything's going okay.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. But maybe we should, like, do this thing where we pass off the person who's, like, most culpable for, or, like, most, like, in responsibility for
yeah
because I just want to dance when Alec DJs.
Same,
you know.
Same.
Another low for me was taking Big Bang to Humankind.
Oh man,
that was literally the bane of my existence.
This class, bro.
Oh my God, it's just like, okay, so it's divided, a literal crash course on this class, it's divided into three units: astronomy / geology, chemistry, and archaeology. And it's like, okay, that's a little too much to be doing in one semester.
Yeah, it's a lot of scope.
We had 4 assignments, like, minimum a week.
Oh.
And it's just like,
yeah, I feel like I've never heard of someone take that class and, like, enjoy it.
Yeah. But I'm finally done. It's like, the professor just expects a lot from you. And it's like, dude, I'm just trying to get this
literally that natural sciences requirement.
I'm just trying
bro.
To get that box checked, you know?
Jeez. Yeah,
so,
bro.
I'm happy to be done with that.
I'm glad, bro. I'm glad. Should I share a high or a low?
I don't know. Whatever is tickling your... Share a high.
Oh, man. A high.
I mean, you're high.
A high. I don't know. I gotta say, like, one of my highs is maybe, like, working at my internship. I feel like I complained about it a lot, like,
oh my
in the
God.
Moment. But it was genuinely such a rewarding experience. One of, like, the classes I took, or, like, quote-unquote classes I took this semester was my CH internship, which requires me to do, like, a internship for credit 15 hours a week. And it was, like, definitely a lot of time to put into it, and, like, some of the work was really mindless at moments, but it was, like, ultimately so rewarding, and, like, I got to meet a lot of really awesome, really kind, very sweet people.
Aww.
And it was kind of sad on my last day. I was saying goodbye to everyone, and they were like, stay in touch, and I was like, I genuinely want to.
Aww.
Yeah.
That's really sweet. I forgot that was, like, ending.
Yeah.
Are you doing something next semester?
I'm still doing my capstone next semester, but yeah. Literally, my Wednesdays were, like, out of a nightmare, because I would wake up, and I would work at the sink from 8 to 11, and then I would have to be in the office at 1, but I would have to leave for the office at, like, 12:10 to get there at 1 via the bus.
Yeah.
So I would go home, eat, make myself lunch to take, and then I would go to the office and I'd be there from 1 to 9 or 1 to 8:30, and then from the office I would have to leave and get to Beats at 9, which would go until 11 p.m. That and then like Ella talking. Would be like, do you want to go to ATO after? And I'd be like, girl,
but you'd pop out at ATO
sometimes
after.
I would try
but yeah, that's pretty impressive, Ron. Yeah. I'm glad that your Wednesdays are no longer going to look like that.
I know,
honestly.
Same. I'm relieved. One of, like, the most rewarding parts of it, though, was, like, meeting all the English students who would come in on Wednesday nights. And, like, there was, like, one of my duties was, like, holding the door open for them because the door would lock from the inside. We would have these English classes, like, at one of the local Somerville middle schools. So I'd have to stand in this vestibule for, like, 45 minutes and open the door for students when they were coming in, and like over the course of the semester they like got to know me and like Aww. Would say hello to me and like ask me like how my day was going or how school was going, and like be like, see you next week, or like sometimes I'd run into them like in Davis Square or like in Somerville and they would like say hi to me, and like my last day they were like, oh, will I see you next week? And I was like, no, you won't. But, like, this was so lovely. And it was just really sweet.
That is super special.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm glad you got that.
Thinking of them always.
Aw. Yes. That's really heartwarming.
And shout out the Welcome Project. They have a really awesome mission, and they do really important work at, like, a very local level. So check them out.
Shout out.
Shout out.
Shout out.
Yes.
Let's see. Oh, I don't know. Where would you put ATO on this list?
We don't have to get into it. I mean, we could.
Write it down on my list.
Yeah, I mean, if you wrote it down, where would you rank it?
Like,
Give me your thoughts.
Give me your thoughts. I feel like this was, I don't know. I think it started off a little strong, but then it kind of became a little flop ATO semester.
It's fair. I mean, it's hard with probation. It's really hard.
I know, it is really hard. I'm looking forward to next semester, though.
Yeah, same.
I just feel like I was talking to Lila Kelsey about this, our queen. She also was abroad in the spring and then was a senior in the fall, obviously. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, you just feel kind of detached from the space.
Yeah,
because like not only were we not there for the spring rush class, but it's just different being the oldest, you know.
Yeah, it's very like, odd because you're no longer at the core of the space.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So
yeah,
but I am excited for next semester.
Same. I'm very much looking forward to it.
I think the seniors will all like really lock in,
really rally.
And we have really strong pledge classes, and I think that will be really fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. And no probation.
Yes, I'm so excited. I feel like I mean, it was definitely hard with probation, but there were definitely moments where I was at the house or surrounded like by people like from ATO and like was really feeling the love or like having a good time or like was just feeling really like energized and like ready to be social and like put myself out there. But I think like next semester is like really the moment to like buy in.
Well,
you know.
Yeah, I know. I keep on thinking I'm going to be less busy next semester, and I don't really know how true that is.
Yeah, you just got to make it work.
Yeah.
I don't think it's not about how busy you are, but how willing you are to be
not
busy.
Not sleep. Low-key. Yes. Not sleep. I don't know how.
Yeah.
How willing. Wait, Nana's coming to an end.
Oh, wait. What time is it?
I guess it's not that much Hi. Ending, but should we play more music?
Probably.
Sorry, guys. I feel like the playlist today is a little all over the place.
Yeah, well, that's okay. The semester was all over the place.
It was purposeful.
Ugh, it always is.
Another hi, I guess I'll give, because I'm just like, because we just love to talk.
Yeah.
My Hitchcock class was amazing. Mm. It was with my professor, who I love, Lee Edelman. It was really... Oh, and I also had a lot of... I took it with Matea, so that was really fun.
Aww.
And then Henry, my little sophomore friend.
Yes.
Like, and Andre, my sophomore friend.
Love Henry.
And I just love the sophomores. They're so fun, I feel.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Shout out Nina.
Nina. But yeah, that class was really good. The movies that we watched were good, and I just love watching a movie for class.
Guys, sometimes Sarah would ask me to watch her Hitchcock movies with her for class, and oh my God, it was so much fun. She'd be like, do you want to watch a movie with me? And we'd like be getting back from like senior bar night or like from the burn or something, or like it would be late, and we would just like be in her bed and be watching this like black and white movie, and it would be so crazy.
I don't know why you're proposing this as if I was like a celebrity. Well, like the way that you just said that was so funny. It was like,
was it?
Sometimes Sarah would ask me to watch
just be honored.
The Hitchcock movies with her.
I would just be, it was like a great honor to
It was.
Me,
they were really fun.
And I would have fun watching them with you.
I did as well. I would say that my favorite film of the semester, I really liked The Birds, and I cannot hear birds these days without
thinking about this movie.
Yeah, without thinking about this movie. And I really liked Vertigo, of course. Rebecca. And then Strangers on a Train.
Oh, I saw that was one of the ones I watched with Sarah.
Did you finish watching it?
No.
It wasn't the one about the uncles. The uncle. You know that, right? It was about, like, the gay guy.
On the train?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
You got it. You got the right one.
I remember.
Okay, guys. Wait. I don't know. Should we sit, like, should we play more music? Should we chat more?
Maybe we chat a little more and then we leave them with the song.
Okay.
I should give a high on one of my classes too. I took a class on abortion policy this semester with Professor Leona Woski. She is amazing. She's an absolute powerhouse. She's so good at what she does. And our class was on like abortion policy and like Supreme Courts and like a lot of contemporary stuff, but it was just so interesting. And like, guys, really just like be active, you know, like low-key read the news, guys.
Read the news.
Read the
news.
That's
a good note to end
read the
on,
news.
Ron.
Read the news, please.
Oh, wait, but I also wanted to do, like, a New Year's resolution
Let's get into that.
Next semester.
Let's get into that.
Okay. One of mine is to wake up earlier. I just feel like I need to optimize
all
my time.
You low-key wake up early regularly, though.
I need to wake up earlier. Oh. I don't have enough time. I need to get everything done. Like, if I... Earlier this semester, I was, like, going to the gym before my classes, and that was really good for me.
Yeah.
But then I just, like, stopped having any desire to do anything.
Yeah.
So...
I mean, 'tis the season.
Yeah, I think
low-key.
That's how the semester gets. Yeah. But...
the cold.
I just felt so productive by doing that.
Yeah.
And I think that just, like... like the idea in and of itself of going to the gym before my class just made me
feel
very
like energizing.
I could conquer the world.
Yeah,
it's like, well, I went to the gym before my class, of course,
so
I can
do
finish
it all.
This essay. Yeah,
exactly.
Do you have anything that
any
you
resolutions
wanna, yeah,
I want to maybe drink less coffee and drink more water.
I don't agree with that.
Well, I feel like, but you know me, though.
Yeah, you do drink a lot of coffee.
I do drink a lot of coffee, and I don't drink enough water. I'm,
that
like,
is
always
true.
Asking Sarah if I can chief her water bottle.
Yeah.
Always.
I always have a water bottle.
Since,
so
like,
I feel
the
like
beginning
drink...
of our friendship, honestly.
True.
I've been chiefing it.
And Ron has, like, the smallest water bottle ever in the
world. Well, it's
because
I am always discouraged to carry it with me because it's heavy. And
but this one is always on our kitchen counter, so I don't think you carry it with you anyway.
Well, yeah, it's, I don't know. I always like get in my head about like me not washing it too, and like it maybe being kind of gross, and like it tastes kind of, it has a taste, you know.
Uh-huh. Well, I also think it's because you have like one of those like the plastic.
Yeah, it's
ones.
Like it's like a small Nalgene. It's like a baby Nalgene.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah, I don't know. I hate carrying heavy things because I also have a messenger bag situation going on. So like my back is always just chronically hurting, and so I just obviously never. I can't pick a struggle is what I'm trying to say. but I do need to start drinking more water. And I just am too caffeine reliant. I get really bad headaches in the morning. I drink at least 3 a day.
It's
really imbalanced.
Coffee is such a nice little tradition, though. Like,
definitely.
Whenever, like,
but
in the morning when
moderation.
I wake up and put that mocha pot on,
yeah,
I just, like,
but, like, how many times are you putting that mocha pot on, girl?
Once a day.
Exactly. Yeah. Imagine having to clean that 3 times a day.
Because
you need it. Like, because you get non-functional because of it.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a good resolution.
That's my resolution.
I think we should host more.
Definitely.
I think our neighbors are kind of goats.
Yeah,
so.
Low-key, they've been reaching out to us to be friends, and we've been a little ghosty.
Oh, our upstairs neighbors, yeah. But I just also mean our neighbors in general.
Yeah, because they're very sweet.
We also threw the burlesque after party, and it was pumping until 2 a.m.
And they didn't say anything?
We had to kick them out. We had to kick the people out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So I'm pretty impressed with that. Hell yeah. That our neighbors aren't like...
That's sweet.
Yeah.
That's sweet.
That is sweet.
Shout out our neighbors.
Shout out our neighbors. Okay, guys. It's 2:59.
Yeah.
We're heading out.
Yeah.
We love you.
So much.
Thanks for spending this high and low semester with us.
Yes.
Tuning in on Saturdays.
We'll catch you guys next January.
Yeah. But we'll be here before then. But like... Officially in January.
Yes.
I wonder if we'll have the same time slot. I kind of like it.
Probably not, though.
Oh, okay. Maybe we'll be here weekly.
We'll see.
That'd be fun.
Yes, that'd be awesome. We should do that.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Good luck with finals. Happy holidays.
Love y'all.
And have a happy new year.